Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Bamitzia, and today we are learning Perak Beis, Mishnah Beis. Ve'elu chayv lahachris, the following things you have to announce when you find them. Matzah peres b'kli, a kli k'mo shehu, if you find a kli with fruits in it, or a kli that's just empty, ma'os b'kis o kis k'mo shehu, you find a wallet with money in it, or just a wallet, tzibori peros, you find piles of peros, that there's a particular amount of peros in that pile, tzibore ma'os, shlosh matbeos al gabzeh, or you find piles of money, for example, that you have three coins, one on top of the other, so the way that it's piled up is also simin krichos b'rishos ha'yachid. You find bundles of grain in a rishos ha'yachid where people will not kick it around so easily, v'kikor shel balabayis, you find loaves of bread that belong to a balabayis, that were homemade, that were not made by a professional baker, v'gizei tzemer halukuchos mivesu uman, or you find pieces of wool that were bought from an uman, from a shop where they tie it in a unique kind of way so that it has a simen, kadei yayin v'kadei shemen, bottles of wine or bottles of oil that are also sealed with a unique seal so it has a simen, harei elu chayv lahachris. You have to announce all these things because all these things have a unique simen. Mishnah Gimel, matza achar hagapa o achar Hagoder gozels mikusharon. If you find young pigeons that are tied together by their wings behind a fence or behind a wall, obishvilin shabesados, or in a pathway that's in the middle of a field, hareze loyga behen, leave it there, because probably the guy who lost it didn't lose it, he put it there, and he's going to come back for it. So if you find something in a place where it's likely that someone purposely put it there and hopes to come back for it, so then leave it there so that he'll come back for it. Matza kli ba'ash, but if you find a kli in a garbage dump, so imachusa lo yigabo. So if it's covered up in the garbage dump, so it's safe over there, don't touch it, because probably the person put it there on purpose. Imagula notalamacharis. But if it's exposed, so then take it and announce it, because then it's probably really lost. Matza begalu v'kosul yashan. If you find these things buried in a pile of rocks or in an old wall, it looks like these are old, rusty things, then you can keep them because they probably have been there forever and ever. Because of chadash, you find them in a new wall. If it's in the outer half of the wall, meaning the part that's closer to where people walk by in the street, then you can keep them because probably someone put them there when they were walking by and he forgot where he put them because it's right in the middle of a street somewhere, meaning it's right along a path of a street somewhere, so he probably forgot and therefore he was probably miyaish. But if it's in the inner half of the wall, then it belongs to the balabais because probably he's the one that put it there. If the guy would rent his property to other people and the last guy who rented that property was not a Jewish person, Avil B'Tol, then even if it's inside the house, forget about the inside half of the fence, even if it's mamish inside the house, you're allowed to keep it and you don't have to announce it because there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda to a Nachri. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we said about different things that you do have to announce. If you find peros in a kli or just an empty kli, money in a wallet or just an empty wallet, piles of peros, piles of money that are uniquely piled together, all of these things and others you have to announce because those are considered to have simanim. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if you find things that are likely placed in a location on purpose where the person plans on coming back to retrieve those items, then you should just leave them there and don't do anything about it because the person's going to come back to get it. Then we said that if you find something in an old wall, so you can keep it, but in a new wall it depends. On the outer half of the wall, you can keep it, but on the inner half of the wall, you assume it belongs to the balabais, unless it's a property that's rented out all the time, and there have been tenants that have been non-Jews, so then you could assume that you do not have to return it, even if you found it in the house itself, mamish.